So thank you, Craig and Emma, for that reading. It's a bit of a complicated reading. There's a lot in there. So let's pray as we look at it together. Father God, thank you that we can meet together, young and old, on this Harvest Sunday to worship you. Please help each one of us to learn something new about you today. Amen. So we've just seen Inspector Soufflé, because that's how you have to say it, Soufflé, come out and reveal his precious teddy bear that he's had since he was a child. Well, I've brought my precious teddy bear that I've had since I was a child too. This is Bungle. Now, those of you who are of a certain age may recognize why I might have called this bear Bungle. There was a children's TV program that had a giant bear on it called Bungle, and he looked a little bit like this bear. I thought, I know what I'll do. I'll find a picture on the internet that we can put up to show just how much this bear looks like Bungle. But the real Bungle's really scary, so I didn't do that. He wasn't scary when I was four, but he is now. So, so we haven't got him. Anyway, this is Bungle. And I was sorting out some things in our loft not that long ago, and I found Bungle up there. So although I say he's precious, I did put him in the loft for a few years. And Bungle is no ordinary teddy bear. And let's have a look and see if we can spot why. Does someone want to come up and have a closer inspection of Bungle? Clara, do you want to come up? Have a slightly closer inspection of Bungle and see if you can work out why he is no ordinary teddy bear. What do you think it is? He looks normal from the front, doesn't he?
He's got a zip.
He's got a zip. He's got a zip on the back. Why do you think he might have a zip on the back?
You can open it.
You can open it. Yeah, what happens if we open it? I'll tell you what the zip's supposed to be for. Supposed to be, so you fold your pyjamas up neatly and then you shove them in there. What's the point of that? Pyjama case. Never understood that. Anyway, I, as a child, put my treasures in here and then I found them. So do you want to dive in and see what my treasures were? So what's that?
Pine cone.
A pine cone. Yep, pine cone. Quite pretty, but okay. What else is in there?
A bracelet.
Ooh, nice. Okay. Bit small, but yeah.
Stone.
A stone, yeah. What colour is it? It's quite pretty and blue and, yeah, okay. Nice. And one more thing.
Mr. Bump.
A Mr. Bump keyring. Excellent. Right, thank you, Clara. You love Mr. Bump. Thank you, Clara. You can go and sit down. So, my treasures that I stored up in my teddy bear are a pine cone, a bit of rock, a bracelet and a Mr. Bump keyring. I don't think they're going to get me very far in life, however pretty they might be. I don't think they're going to get me very far. Storing up my treasures, well, didn't really work. And that story that we heard earlier was Jesus telling a story about a man who stored up his treasures. Well, they weren't really treasures. It was food. It was something much more basic. He had this amazing harvest where he had so much more food than he needed. Instead of saying, I know, I can give this away to people who really need it, he didn't. He decided instead to build a bigger barn. It would have been a bit like if I'd said, Mum, Dad, I've got so many treasures, they don't fit in Bungle anymore. Buy me another bear so I can put more things in my treasure chest. That's what this man did, but it didn't do him any good. We need to remember this is a parable that Jesus told. So this wasn't a real man. This was a story Jesus told to make an important point. Because the man in the story died. He didn't get to enjoy any of the food that he'd been storing up. Storing it up was foolish. We can all be a little bit like that. We can think that things that are really not that important are really, really, really important. We can put all our attention and all our focus on those things and on keeping them for ourselves. But Jesus says that the man should be rich towards God. But what does that mean? That's a bit of a strange phrase, isn't it? What does it mean? It means we should put our hearts and our minds on things that please God. Loving him, worshipping him, thanking him, praising him. loving and looking after the world that he made, loving the people that he made, even, perhaps especially, the ones we find it hard to love. Because what we need to remember is that we can't make God love us anymore by doing those things. He already loves us more than we can possibly imagine. We can't earn his love by loving him and loving other people. But when we understand how much he loves us, it's what we want to do. Now, I've got some money here, thinking of treasures, and I'd like someone to come up and just have a little look at this money. Do you want to come up? So I've got two coins here. I wanted to do this with £5 notes, but I didn't have any. So we've got coins instead. So look at those two coins. What's that one like? Is it a bit new and shiny? Yeah, what's that one like? It's a bit old. Yeah. How much is that one worth?
10p.
How much is that one worth?
10p.
10p, thank you. So one of these coins in my hand, I know you can't see them, but trust me, they're here. One of them is really shiny, and it looks pretty, and, you know, it just looks new and fresh and exciting. The other one looks really dull and a bit boring and like it's been around the houses a few times and it's a bit bent and damaged. But they're both worth 10p. They're both worth exactly the same amount of money. You can buy the same amount of sweets with each one of those coins. And we're a bit like that to God. However you feel, whether you feel like the shiny, new 10p, or whether you feel like the dull, broken, damaged 10p, you're worth just as much to God, and that's an awful lot more than 10p. So in our passage, it says that God loves all of creation. He loves the flowers, the birds, and the grass. But it also says that we are worth much more than that. We are his precious children. We are his treasure. The most famous, probably, verse in the Bible is John chapter 3, verse 16. And it says this: "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. God gave his son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life." God loves the world. God loves us so much, it's hard for us to understand. But when we do understand how much he loves us, we should want to love him back. We should want to praise him, give thanks to him for all the good things that we have. We should want to look after his creation. We should want to love the people who are precious to him, even if we find it hard. The very last line of that passage that Craig and Emma read out to us said, "Your heart will be where your treasure is." So where is your treasure? Is it in a barn storing up? Is it in the back of a teddy? Is it in sport? Is it in success at work or at school? Or is it in worshipping a God who loves you more than you could ever imagine? So as we think about that on this harvest morning, let's pray together before we sing our next song. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you love us so very much. Even though we don't always love you or each other as much as we should, help us to worship you more, to look after your beautiful creation better, and to love the people we find it hard to love. In Jesus' name, amen.